Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this Thursday, 29th day of July, the McCafe menu. What about this? Australia's newest golf major winner, Minji Lee, is going to join us. The Wonderful World of Wine with Georgie Samios. Matty Johns is here. Rowan Dennis, Australian time trial bronze medalist as well from Tokyo on the day after one of the great days in our nation's sporting history. Tim Watson joins me as always, 1-300-736-736, the temper text machine, 0433981116. Wispy, welcome to you.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody. Yes, we're going to road test some sake this morning too. We've got, have you got your bottle there somewhere ready to
finished
go?
Finished it.
You finished it already?
Okay. Yes.
I hope you've prepared some notes. George dropped off a couple of bottles for us the other day. So what we're going to do this morning is we're all going to have a sip at the same time, and Gary's going to describe what it is that he's drinking. I'll describe what it is that I'm drinking, and George will summarise the whole thing.
What, at 8 o'clock in the morning?
You can have a sip.
Well, given George polished off a bottle of Fiano.
That morning
he did. Hey, what a day.
Oh, unbelievable. Wow. Unbelievable.
Gold.
It just...
Gold to Australia! Gold!
I thought we had four, actually, because I was watching the TV and Basil said, yes, no, there's four, two on the in the pool and two out there in the rowing. I'm like, hello, what's going on here? And I was scrambling around trying to find out what the other one was, but it might have just been a slip of the tongue at the time. And I see that after my whispertorial yesterday, Chip Legrande from The Age has jumped on board. What about this headline? Yep. Swear an oath of allegiance. Australia's back. Here's his opening par, Gary.
Yeah.
It was bloody exhausting. Better than Lego. Effing awesome. That's his opening line in The Age this morning.
What? He wrote the word effing?
Well, there's a couple of letters missing, but we get the full picture there. Very fruity. Very, very fruity.
For the age.
What was your highlight yesterday of all the things that took place? You got one?
Well, Ariane Titmus. How can you have anything other than a highlight with the way she swims her races? And how nervous do you get when she's back fourth or fifth and you think, oh, my Lord, can
Not
she
down.
Come over the top? But no, she was a highlight. But if I could be a bit obscure, I think it was the Cox was four that we won, both the men's and women's, which was magnificent. And the British team was going to be the great challenger. And all of a sudden, they started going off track. Did you see that?
I think they had a couple of pints before they hopped in the boat yesterday.
They're going to take out the Italians on the way through.
Yes. And I'm just reading about the men's performance. You're the man who's been able to give us all the lingo in sport during the Olympics. You're the one that knows. They had a dirty stroke towards the end.
It was filthy.
What does that mean, the dirty stroke?
Well, it just means their oar goes in instead of out. I assume that's what it means.
You're a rowing nut. You ever had a dirty stroke?
I don't want to laugh at the British team. They were one of the favourites, of course, but could you believe your eyes when they started going off?
No,
they
couldn't.
Just looked like they said, right, I can't win this, so I'm going to take the Italians out. Something we would have done.
Hey, by the way, I had to look up what the dirty stroke was. I thought it had something to do with them not getting their oar right into the water so that you don't sort of get the full force of the stroke. So, and then we were very lucky because who was it that was charging after us? The Romanians.
Oh,
a couple of strokes. They had the same thing. They actually did the same thing too. They had a dirty stroke too. So we were very lucky to get over the line in the end. And this is a great story. This is what I love about the Olympics, right? So you know nothing. We know nothing about.
Speak for yourself.
We know nothing about the people necessarily participating. Okay. So the girls' victory. One of those girls comes from Nil, right? Nil, which describes how much water is up there, right?
How much?
Nil. There is no water at Nil, right?
Nil water in Nil.
No, there's no water in Nil. They're about 22 miles up the road from Dimboola, and there used to be water in the river up there. There's water in the river now. But when she was a kid coming through wanting to do some rowing, there was a drought on, so there was no water in the Wimmera River. And then she went away to school at Ballarat, right? And she thought, okay, well, I'll be able to do my rowing there. That has dried up. Lake Wendouree dried up as well, so there's no water there. So she would travel once a week to Geelong to find some water and participate. And then it sort of just went on and on from there. So that is just a great, great story. A great story.
So well done. We got a new... And then, of course, what your mind turns to, because Nick Green was commentating with Matt Hill. What a great job, Matty.
Oh, he did a great job.
Star. And then Nick Green's there, and then James Tompkins presented the medal. Mm. So straight away you go an awesome foursome, and then what do you think of?
You think of SPC.
Groben Valley,
go. Hard mode.
Luscious fruits now exotic. So I don't know whether the new generation of our audience would understand, but the boys, the Awesome Foursome boys, I think it was a 25th year anniversary
it
yesterday.
Was.
They then went and did this Goulburn Valley Gold ad, and it was massive. It was huge. So the question is, 0433981116, where do we take it for the men's and the women's, the Coxless Four, the gold medalists? I mean, Ariane Titmus is going to – we've already spoken about Harvey Norman, how Harvey Norman has
really played cheap.
Better than anyone else. I'm sure there was a – her manager would have had a clause in there.
Mm.
But we've got to find something for our new Coxless Fours. Mm. Is there any what are you thinking? Is there anything out there for them?
Oh, there's got to be something. There's got to be something. Look, we'll just plug into our audience this morning, Gary, because they're far more clever than you and I when it comes to this sort of stuff. Where would you like to see them, and how quickly will they all get signed up, do you think?
Well, they are the hottest of properties.
I mean, Ralphie Carr, I saw he would have. Would you think Ralph's been on the phone to them yet?
No, he's got Quentin Narkle at the. He's got Quentin Narkle photos. He's got any time for anyone else at the moment, but I don't know who manages them. But
they'll have a manager. They have to do the one deal though, don't they?
Oh, of course.
The girls and the boys. They can't go off on their own. Go rogue.
Well, there is a. There is a slip, slop, slap campaign there for one of the boys.
He was very pasty, wasn't he?
he would get a nice little sun cream sort of setup. There's no question about that.
He needed to position himself anywhere as far away as he could from the boy that had the big tan. They reckon. I'm just trying to remember that man's name. Alexander Hill is. Alexander Hill had had the 10. They say that he's the best rower in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he in the pairs? Is he in the pairs?
I don't know. He's rowing next. That's Spencer Turin you're talking about. Yeah.
Is he the fellow who's got the he's a lay down mazare for the sun cream one?
Yes. Did you watch the bus?
Good.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. And you're right, Matty Hill's call of that was just out of this world too. He's such a good caller.
I watched the basketball last night. They were magnificent, the Boomers.
It was
magnificent. Having spoken to Gazy yesterday, I had a few concerns about the Italians, but the big boys got it done. Jock Landau.
NBA player. On his way to the NBA.
Kay
after that.
Baines. Yep. 47 points between them, big boys.
No, they did the job. Good. They were absolutely magnificent, and gee. After I told you about Bogut and Gaze and how they don't get on, isn't there some tension in the commentary? Which I think it adds to the overall spectacle of the game too. They're like dueling banjos, those two, in the commentary box.
There was an Italian, I wrote his name down, but I've lost it.
Minion?
The Italian.
The redheaded Italian?
No, the guy that just kept shooting. Shooting the lights
out. Buckets, we called him, yeah.
When Gazy called him Halley's Comet.
Yes.
He only passes once every 76 years. I like that.
That's a good line.
Hey, he may have it ready to go.
Bloody genius.
But I liked it. I liked it.
Yeah, no, that was excellent. See, that young fellow with the red hair, Nico Manion, very un-Italian looking, didn't he? I'd like him to produce his passport.
Yeah, well, you can have red-headed Italians. What are you thinking?
I haven't seen anybody who looks like that representing Italy before. That's all.
Is he in the NBA? That guy?
No, he's not. He's not. He's a very good player. He's only 20 years of age.
Yeah.
He might be on his way to the NBA. That's what they do. They just handpick all the great players they see at these World Championships and Olympic Games, and he looks like he's got it. He's pretty small, but he's a good shot.
Oh, he's a quick little nipsey, just in and out. He was very, very good. Hey, the basketball aficionados have to tell me why Chris Golding doesn't play too. He didn't get much time.
He
didn't. Very strong. Does he actually get on the court?
Yeah, he does. He does. He's just a backup shooter.
Yeah, he's a beautiful shooter. I know that. Yeah, but, anyway, we're in good shape.
How hard do they play defense, though, in the international basketball?
It's totally different. You're the basketball.
What a game it is, though. Do you like the game?
I was just about to say, I don't know anything about it, right? But I watch the NBA every now and then. Mm. Completely different.
A completely different game.
You know what I say?
What do you
Less bullshizing.
Yes.
Less bullshizing in the Olympic basketball.
It is a great game. It is a great game to watch.
They go quick. They don't have as many timeouts.
Mm.
Much better.
Yeah, yeah. Has it won you over?
Oh, yeah. I loved it last night. Absolutely loved it. I mean, I'm parochial, so I've got a team to barrack for, so you get more invested than when you've got a team. But yeah. I don't know why the NBA doesn't play like that. Then it'd be better viewing.
Well, maybe we could suggest it next time we're talking to somebody, one of our friends over there in the NBA.
I'm sure that. Hey, can we just shout out, and we will, obviously, to Ben Cunnington. That was the news that we received. I heard it on your news, actually. I wasn't following during the day. And he's had the surgery for testicular cancer. Now has, I'd imagine, a nervous wait to see whether that is a malignant tumour or not. But all of our love and support to Ben and his family, and he's got young children as well in the North Melbourne Footy Club. It was a big shock to hear that yesterday.
100%. 100%. We wish him and his family well, and we all respect their privacy through this really difficult time too. Nico Mannion apparently plays for the Golden State Nuggets, Gary. That's from Dylan.
Who's he?
In Bacchus Mars.
Is he the red little red-headed fella?
Yeah, he plays
you
for the
Golden State. You said he doesn't play.
I didn't think he did. I thought that I heard that during the commentary that he hadn't been recruited yet, but he has. Do you ever worry about those nasty letters that arrive that have got the window in them?
What do you mean?
You know, those letters you get in the mail that have always got a window and they look like they're a nasty invoice for something? Do you worry about those?
I don't open any letters.
Okay, there's one here addressed to you.
About what?
There's no console here anymore in the studio. And there's a letter here addressed to Gary Lyon, urgent.
Good.
Quote that we had to fix this console after you tipped the coffee on it yesterday apparently was 68,000. But Hutchie reckons he knows somebody in Warm Ponds in a garage there. Early morning price you can get for cash.
Can I be, if we are...
I'll put in though. I'll put in because I feel like I'm half responsible given that I share the studio with you.
Can I just have some input into the way they set the console in the studio up? Just I got some small advice to give. Anyway, don't talk about that.
I got a piece of timber covering the big hole here in the console at the moment.
That's it, way.
Yeah, a bit of ply. What else have I got here? Do you want to get yourself a Dean Boxall T-shirt? They're already out there on the market. Do you want one of those?
Who put them out?
Some enterprising young person has decided to sell them. They said, you get a Dean Machine T-shirt. Yeah, you get that sort of Dean Machine, the big photo of Dean on the front. $21.13 online. You can buy one of those if you want one. You want to join in the club?
Reserved.
A bit more reserved.
No, he wasn't. He was given, I don't know who he was given it to, the other coaches next to him, wasn't he?
No, that sort of stuff doesn't happen.
Well, you see, he was up, he was about. Nico, our man, was the number one pick for the Golden State Nuggets.
Was he?
There you go.
Well, I watched it last night. They didn't say that.
You're in charge of basketball.
Well, I feel like I've been shortchanged by Bogues and Gazy. They should have told us that last night. If they hadn't been so busy warring with each other last night in the commentary box. Do you know that they have to bring in Bogey 5 minutes before Gazy, and then they sit them down, and they're about 20 metres apart, and then it's in Bogey's contract that he leaves first, and then a little bit later, Gazy is escorted out by security.
People will start to believe you. We've got a big show. Minji Lee, looking forward to having a chat with her. Her and her brother have just been dominating on the world circuit. Georgie Samios, Maddie Johns, Rowan Dennis, bronze in the time trial. What a fantastic performance that was. Your calls and texts always. We're here for Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and Country Racing Victoria. Back where we belong. Country Racing Strong. Book online.
The country is back racing strong. Book now at country.racing.com. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us today. It is the 29th day of July. Can you believe that? We're nearly into August. We've got four games left in the AFL season. We don't know where the finals are going to be. We don't know whether the grand final is going to be at the MCG or not. There's all different proposals being floated of how to get it there. Hey, what about Banana Boat? There's someone suggesting Banana Boat.
Banana Boat. Banana Boat. Is that
what? Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
It's sun cream.
Yes.
Yeah. For the new awesome foursome.
Yes. And we're getting a lot
of. Weren't happy with that.
Well, they
not
could.
Not that excited.
No, I wasn't. that excited about it. The Golden State Nuggets, they're getting a lot of support. A lot of people knew.
Yeah. Why didn't you know?
Well, I didn't know that
that's been one of the
Nico had been playing.
Show.
I didn't know that Nico had
not
been playing.
Not only was
them.
He playing, he was the number one pick for the Golden State Nuggets.
Yeah, but I didn't get to see a lot of the Golden State Nuggets this season. They weren't they weren't front and center of the team.
Were they?
No, they weren't.
Can you tell everyone why we call them the Nuggets?
No, I don't want to. I want to keep this going for a while.
Stop having all these messages come through telling us how stupid we are. I mistakenly called them that about 2 years ago, everyone. Mm. So we continue to call them the Golden State Nuggets just as a little bit of fun.
How's your hammy?
Oh, not good. Not good. I've had another mischief too.
What have you done?
Sliced my finger.
How'd you slice your finger?
Well, it's not even a good story. It's not even a real good story.
It looks nasty, though.
It is a bad slice.
How many stitches?
Well, I couldn't be bothered going. So
you just taped it up?
Maybe tomorrow I might go and have it looked at. But
how'd you do that?
Well, it's boring. I bought this sheet set.
I'll be the judge of that. Yeah.
Had a hard plastic barcode on it, and I went to grab it.
You're right. That's enough.
I sliced it on a chainsaw. Oh,
Keith seems to have done himself a mischief.
He has done himself a mischief.
Hey, did you give a very uncomfortable time on our program this morning because Matty Johns is going to join us at 8 o'clock this morning, out of 8 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. You know what happened on the 27th of July, don't you?
27th of July, no? What?
He turned 50. Did you call him?
Nope.
I'm glad
I didn't.
Did
know that. Yeah. Oh, you called him, did you?
I had to because I was supposed to be at his party, at his birthday party at his place, and I couldn't make it, obviously, because of the lockdown.
So he turned 50 on the 27th. That's why he wasn't with us yesterday. was that the reason?
That's right. Do you know that he was born on the same day as Alan Border?
Is that right? What, same age, same day?
No, just the same day. Alan Border's obviously a little bit older than him, but he was born on the same day. Another famous AFL footballer too, before we get back to you.
Who?
Famous. In fact, probably the most famous VFL AFL footballer of all time, born on the 27th of July.
Ronald Dale Brassey.
EJ Witten
was one or the other. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Sorry, what was your story about you were born on the same day as who?
Me and Warnie.
Yep.
Has anyone found Richo in Japan yet, guys?
I saw him yesterday. Very good. No, I saw him on the TV yesterday. I saw him interviewing somebody yesterday. Oh, the cyclist. The bike race. Yeah.
We haven't seen him. I haven't seen him. I've only seen the microphone.
Right. No, I've seen him. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't necessarily have to show him, but his work was, you could hear his work, like he was interviewing.
He could be Malvern still.
Mm-hmm. No. He's definitely over there. Yeah. No, we're still.
Hey, the coverage is going magnificently.
It is.
There was a beautiful opener last night, coming in out of the Channel 7 news. Was superb.
Which bit was that? Which one did you like?
I don't know. It was the music. Like they sort of music and had Ariane Titmus play her victory playing the music. It was great. Did a great job.
Yeah. No, they've done, I think they've done a great job. Yeah, the numbers have been through the roof, like in terms of the people that have been sitting and watching this Olympic Games. And there's some reasons for that. Obviously, it's in our time zone. It's happening during the day. And people are in lockdown right across the country. So lots of people just sort of sitting there watching the Olympic Games.
Absolutely sensational. Well, it has been, and again today it's going to be massive.
Unbelievable.
What are the big highlights? You know that thing that Sausage Gossage sent me yesterday, which told me exactly what was on and at what time. Where do I get that? Because I need that again for today. That was fantastic.
Well, I've got it here. I got one here. So we've got Jack McLaughlin in the pool about 11:30 this morning. We've got water polo. We've got Cam Smith in the golf. We've got the Magnificent Sevens, the Rugby Sevens teams. Jess Fox will be in the kayak again in the C1. Have you worked out the difference between the K1 and the C1 now?
I told you, yes. It's one paddle and you kneel up.
We've got some sailors going around, Jason Waterhouse and Lisa Darmanin, yeah. Who else we got going around today?
We've got some swimming finals, I'm sure.
BMX.
What about the 4x200 men's relay team?
Yep.
How good was that?
Unbelievable. Our performance?
Yeah.
That was great.
Flew home for a bronze. Just magnificent. It's just, have we got the Americans measure or would that be going too early?
Oh, no, we've got the Americans measure. It's the Brits that actually smashed it yesterday. Mm. They were outstanding. The Americans didn't even finish in the medals yesterday in that relay.
No. And Katie Ledecky, of course, didn't. We thought that was going to be the race right down to the wire, but she didn't medal either.
No, she won. She won the 1500. Yeah.
She did do that. She was the first woman to win the 1500. Why haven't they had the 1500 metres in the female, in the women? I'm allowed to say female, in the women's before.
I don't know. I think the 800 is something that's new to the women's event. So it has. Well, maybe it's only been in recent times. Yeah, that's what we did. We didn't necessarily have equal billing for men and women in these races and sports and things like that. So slowly it's catching up, Gary, which I think is a good thing.